I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Luke Trendsworth. One of the Hemsworth brothers.
Which one? Oh, the one that didn't even get the height?
All right. I mean, he hasn't. We just went through a big hypothetical about what we do if our significant others left us for various Hemsworth brothers. Chris was the major one, but then we moved on to Luke. And
such a good bit.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, I think we both agreed, like, you know, I was cool with, I would probably parlay that into like an excuse to hang around, you know, when I was dropping the kids off or picking them up.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. We got it from here. Thanks, mate. Just want you to take off. It's our weekend, so.
Yeah, our weekend. You and
no,
me,
mate.
Chris.
No, didn't mean that, mate. Time to go turn your little Mini Cooper around.
This was posed by super producer Anna Hosnier, in case that wasn't clear to anybody.
But I just love trying to make it work too. And
between me and Chris,
yeah. And it's like, yeah, sorry, mate. It's not going to work out. Hey, guess what, Jack? Now she's my wife. Yeah, so I listen to your podcast. Pretty shit, to be honest. But anyway.
Oh, man. I would pay so much just for a live rendition of My Wife from Chris Hemsworth.
But putting his arm around your wife, like, hey, look. Anyway, ain't even trending.
That's not trending. Although it's kind of, came up because of a story that is trending.
Yes.
That we're going to get to a little bit later. Tease.
Guess what it is?
We have to start off with the first story, the number one story.
Yes.
This should be Twitter. I'm pretty disappointed in Twitter, I gotta say, because
disappointed in Twitter.
At least once a week for the past year, 2 years probably, I'd open up trends, Twitter trends, and Kendrick would be like one of the top 2-3 things trending, mm-hmm. and I would click on it. And it would just be somebody being like, when's the new album dropping? And then sharing a verse that I've heard 100 times, I'll always listen because, you know, I miss Kendrick just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, it's a real bait and switch where I don't know what the process is for like getting something like that started where everybody falls for it at the same time. But anyways, I've been waiting with the rest of the world for the announcement of his new album. Today I go to trends. Kendrick was at first not even in my top 5, and then when I like refreshed multiple times, it like moved up to number 3. This should have been when I opened Twitter, It should have shut down Twitter and just taken me to the announcement.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You're not seeing this? You're not seeing this? What happened?
Kendrick has announced the follow-up to Damn is coming May 13th. It has a inscrutable title. Or, you know, I don't know what it means, I guess.
Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just please, Kendrick. We've been waiting. I mean, because I think the reason he's like the Betty White of rappers, you know? And remember, because Betty White would trend because everyone was like playing with the idea that she died before she actually passed away. And it's the same like with Kendrick. Everyone has been fucking around with this idea of when's this album coming out, that it's like one of those things where everyone's just waiting for it. So even if it trends slightly for another thing, people are like, wait, because I feel like the tweets you're referencing is usually like, well, since Kendrick's trending again without an album,
yeah,
let me show you this. And then that tweet will also blow up too,
right?
Because it's riding the trend.
And his shit is so strong that the stuff that people are sharing, enough people are like, ah, that's fucking dope. I'm gonna retweet that. But like, this feels like, I don't know, like this feels like an album that if you released it as a CD would be the number one selling album of like the past 5 years. Like there's so much anticipation. I'm very excited.
Will you buy physical media again for this album? What's the last physical album you bought?
Man. Oh, I know what it was. There's a dude who plays the steel drums on Larchmont that my kids love dancing to. So we bought.
Oh, you got some busking. Okay. You got some local busker local albums. Busking.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
How about you? What's your.
Honestly, the last thing I bought was probably, I think, like Sharon Jones and the Daptones Christmas album on vinyl, like a few years
ago. Okay. Yeah. Just like, vinyl.
Yeah. Cause I was very much in my vinyl. I mean, I love vinyl. And in my mind, like the way I doomsday prep isn't for food or water. It's how the fuck am I going to listen to these albums if there's no electricity? So vinyl is like the one thing I'm like, well, I can put my ear to the needle and go and be transported to a place. Despite
you got the crank,
a wasteland.
You got that kind.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. I don't have that part yet.
Right,
just got the albums. If you want, We Be Clubbin' on vinyl, I have that from my old DJ
played it
days.
Varying speeds as you just like kind of
that in Ice Cube. You can do it. Put your back into it. I have a white label DJ.
Wow,
that on vinyl. I got a lot of stuff that nobody needs anymore. But yeah, that's the last.
Is this like, are you're a Kendrick fan? Like, is this the most you've anticipated an album in a while? Or I know you're like,
the last time I anticipated, I think the thing I anticipated the most was the Black album.
Wow.
I was so, cause I was just such a Jay fan. Like that was so important to me. I bought my fucking S Doc Carters to fucking wear to be like, I'm here, Jay. Mm-hmm. I'm here, man.
Did you believe it was going to be his last?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because I wasn't old enough to know how the adult mind works or money or anything. And I'm like, I believe him. He said this is it. So I will spend accordingly because he said this is it. And then when like, I was like, oh, okay, so you're going to do some shit for American Gangster. And that's kind of like an album. So, okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
You do you.
But yeah, this is definitely like one that. It's like matching that. Other ones like you hear are coming and you're like, I can't wait for it to come out. But this one, because we've been in like this like vacuum and like nebulous space of not knowing when or what or how, in that sense, yes, very much.
I also like the verses he dropped on Keem's album were like so weird that I'm like, that's also like only made me excited. Like both of them were immediately things that we started saying to each other, like brother and top of the morning.
Let's get this shit. He's put out so many fantastic albums. Yo, look, Kenny, if you want to indulge your imagination here and fucking just try anything out, go ahead.
Yeah.
I just want to know what you're up to. That's really all this is. I want to know what you're up to as an artist.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be like flawless like they always are. Could just be very weird.
Yeah, now we're just projecting. Like, it doesn't have to be like the greatest album that I could picture happening, because how could you do anything less? I mean, it's fine if it's not, but
yeah, he's like an artist who I don't even try to like when I see a movie trailer or something like that, like I can't help but like, I'm like, okay, this is what I want it to be. This is like, my brain starts like putting it together. But
right,
he's
right.
like an artist where I'm just like, I'm not even going to try.
Right, because I'm like, I know not how to understand your genius.
Anyways, very excited over here. Yeah. And I think that's probably true of the world. I don't think we're like in a bubble thinking that this is like going to be the most anticipated album. Right. Yeah.
I get people who are completely like, you know, like so racist about music, like don't even listen to rap or some shit. Like, sure, if you don't hear it then, but you can't have, I mean, like even my dad, I remember To Pimp a Butterfly got him. He's like, the fuck is like jazz stuff on here? I'm like, yes, man, this motherfucker is an artist. And he's like, this is the best shit I ever heard. Yeah. So yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, it's number one trending on Twitter. So at the very least, it's hitting enough of Twitter.
That's there you go. Big thing. Come on, Zeitgeist, Kendrick. You know, you got a project you're promoting.
Yeah.
Or Boosties, you know, whichever one.
Whichever one you want. Yeah. I'll hit punch up over at TDE. We'll see what's up.
Pound Town is trending. moving from momentous to less so. People are reacting to a Twitter account that takes you on a wild ride of a Zillow posting.
Yeah.
This is an underrated art form in and of itself. Is like the, I remember when Ben Simmons was selling his house, there were some great like Zillow tours of his house that just was
some head scratchers.
Yeah, some real head scratchers. But this is unassociated with Ben Simmons, but also a very fun Zillow tour.
Yeah, and there's like accounts like Zillow Gone Wild and shit where, you know, people are just always either saying, you'll never believe how overpriced this house is, or you'll never believe like this house looks normal on the inside, but the decor is from like a fever dream. And in this one, it starts off being like, look at this house. They got all these like those like wood quotable arts on the walls. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, like, you know, like home is where the love is. And like all these things, every single room had this shitty art. And then it seems like I think most people looking through are like, oh, there isn't really anything interesting till you get to the bedroom picture. And there's a sign above this bed that says, welcome to Pound Town, like in old Art Deco font, like it's like a 1920s theater or some shit.
This is a Wisconsin home. I'm just looking for some other quotable art. Like, is it Wine O'Clock? What are we talking about here?
Oh, it's all like, here, let me.
It's just like welcome.
Fully, they're probably like the least interesting shit.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's not even interesting, like bad cliche art.
One says welcome, one says our nest on an embroidered pillow. There's a like a what looks like a pizza oven like paddle thing that just says eat on it. It's wood. above the kitchen sink, it says this kitchen is for dancing.
Yeah, they got a playroom with a play on the wall. So they were saving up their inspiration. They were
then the bedroom. Welcome to Pound Town.
Right above the bed, not in a corner, just
just right above. You know what time it is.
You got. I'm the mayor. It. There you go. There you go, Wisconsin. And TurboTax. It is tax day.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Whatever. You still pay your taxes?
No. You kidding me, man? Fucking suckers.
Why should you? I mean, yeah, ever since Wesley stopped, I was like, why do
that
this?
Works out
why
for
try?
Him.
Yeah, it worked out for him, and he was the most popular guy.
Just a reminder that taxes could be simple things that don't require all the paperwork and a service that you pay in order to help you pay. Like in other countries, they don't have this shit. This is just...
They're like, hey, we did your taxes, motherfucker. Here's a receipt because we know what you make. We're the government. We say this every time.
But this is America doing what America does. And, you know, they can prop up a bunch of bullshit jobs. Job creation. That's what they care
about. Intuit, man. Intuit. You know, lobbying the federal government to keep the tax code complicated. We're into it.
Now that's intuitive.
Exactly. That's how we bring our TurboTax fucking dollars to the bank.
Don't do TurboTax. Go to most other countries and they just send you a bill and say, hey, here's how much you owe. And then you pay
that. You got a problem with it?
Right.
And if you do, pull up with some receipts.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk Thor, Scott Adams, Coachella, all the hits.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
And we're back, and so is Thor at Megaplexes this July.
Yes. Love and Thunder.
Yeah. I think new trailer dropped. We get to see Thor drop some weight. We get to think about
hitting the gym.
You know, think wishfully about our significant others leaving us for Thor in some cases. And then a big reveal at the end. So, this is something that if you saw the first Thor, Natalie Portman figured heavily was, you know, one of the stars and was kind of the love interest and then has not been back really, or was not back in Ragnarok, which was like the last one by Taika Waititi. And, you know, that took place on another planet, was more of like a comedy. This is by him again, and seems to have a similar tone, but Natalie Portman's back and she got jacked.
And she's wielding Mjolnir, the hammer. Mjolnir, whatever you fucking call it. You know what's wild? For me not watching a lot of MCU, I've seen a lot of Thor because Taika Waititi's been involved.
Yeah.
And then everything else is a gap in my mind. But this, it has like the sense of humor. I think that's probably why it appeals to me. But also, I think, you know, all Marvel films have that little bit of tongue in cheek humor to it. But
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, cool. Get back in shape. You know what I mean? But you will not take Jack or I's wife, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. Not.
And if you do, we will do anabolic steroids to get our muscles on the same level. And will we know how to properly use them? Probably not. Will we just become, you know, erratic with our anger and have back acne? Probably.
Yeah. That people would be like, oh, look how sad he's like starting to use steroids to like win his wife back. And I'd be like, Chris, what do you think?
Hey, Jack, what are you doing, mate? I'm kind of worried about you. The kids have said you've been really irritable lately. What's your workout? What's your workout regimen, mate? Just kind of doing, mate, you're taking steroids. You're not even working out.
That's a real thing, apparently, too.
Just so funny, though. Like,
because it doesn't make you work out. Like, you know, you still.
I want this to be a show about whoever it is. I just like the idea of just a guy trying to compare himself to Chris Hemsworth. And it's not working. And he's just kind of weirded out by the whole thing.
Yeah. There we go. What was the. There was like a He-Man show, right? Where somebody's.
Son of Zorn?
Son of Zorn. Yeah, it would be like Son of Zorn, except instead of an animated He-Man figure, it would be Chris Hemsworth, who is basically like live-action He-Man.
That's my favorite comedic relationship is like simp dude trying to like get down with the other bro. Right. And it's just like just weirding the guy out the whole time.
Done very well on Gemstones constantly.
Yeah,
always.
Exactly.
Some of the great simp dudes in the history of fiction. Anyways, Natalie Portman's jacked. People are wondering, okay, which of the multi-verses does this Natalie Portman come from, since it seems like Marvel has embraced the multiverse? By the way, you saw Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Yeah, I was going to say, the multiverse where Michelle Yeoh is a famous actress.
I do feel like the multiverse is here. I've believed in the multiverse for a long time, and it seems like it's like the new standard explanation for why the world is the way it is.
Not just for people who did psychedelics for the first time to talk about.
Yeah. It could be for like people who did psychedelics dozens of times to talk about.
and didn't make that realization. But yeah, that, oh man, such a good movie.
I'm excited. It's hard to get out to the movies. All right, let's talk about Catherine Kimball Mizell.
Yeah, well, this Trump-appointed judge, Trump-appointed and Trump-anointed, straight out the Federalist Society's dumpster, popped out this person who the American Bar Association said was unfit to serve as a federal judge, but that's not going to stop Donald Trump back in the day. And this judge has successfully knocked down the CDC mask mandate. So like planes, airports and shit like that, transport hubs, that mandate is now it is unlawful, according to this judge. Now, whether or not people change their policies like lockstep with this, I think could be a different thing. But yeah, you know, Twitter, MAGA Twitter is loving it right now. They're like, thank you so much, man, for fucking, this is a patriot.
And this means you're not allowed to wear masks, right? Like they'll throw you off the plane if you try to wear one.
They'll fucking tease you.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking, because people will actually believe that, because our country's that fucked up that you would think that. But. No, it's just basically saying like, well, the CDC, they can't mandate that anymore. Yeah, we'll see. I hear there was a lot of real interesting scientific logic laid out where in that this judge really knew nothing about anything and was still, you know, adamant that this was something that must cease.
Mm. And finally, we have Scott Adams back in our hearts and minds. This is the creator of Dilbert, who went like full, you know, I guess he's was a libertarian, and just like, you know, was saying some wild shit during the early days of the Trump administration, the lead up to the Trump administration, a rape apologist, and just a all around fucked up dude. Also, if you have a chance to read the profile of him, I think it's like the main one. I don't think there's that many, but like a major magazine did a profile of him. It's one of the wildest stories like you'll ever read. Including like there's a woman who's like his assistant and who he just like bosses around throughout. And then it's revealed like part of the way through that it's his ex-wife who like, he left, but like kept on as an assistant. And then there's a point where he like, due to a undefinable like illness, suddenly stops being able to talk. And then it's very, very strange. Also, he has a Dilbert-shaped pool. But he just dropped a thread on us. He checked back in with the world with just a series of statistics.
Thread of threads.
Yeah. All right. So I'm just going to run through some of these. Number of times a real gun has been pointed at my head, 5.
That's the first tweet in this thread. out of nowhere, right?
So you know you're in for a wild ride.
Okay.
Number of fights, in quotes, I have ever been in, 0. I attacked 2 bullies in my teen years, but they surrendered without countering.
I'm sorry. Are you negotiating a fucking interest rate for a car loan?
Yes.
They capitulated before the counteroffer was submitted. Like, what are you talking about?
My opening and my closing, he says, holding up each of his fists.
Right.
Final
offer. Hey, we can switch it up, man. You know what they said? Left fist, hospital. Right fist, cemetery.
There it is. Anyways, I would love to, if like after death, there is a review of our lives where we get to like see all the different like moments of our lives, I would just ask for a small favor that I get to see this fight where he attacks 2 bullies and like just owns them. I have to imagine that's not what actually happened. Just throw that in my reel, if you would. Number of times my car stereo has been stolen, 4. Now, this is where it's like the first couple make it sound like he's like trying to be a badass. But then he's suddenly, number of times my home or garage has been burgled, 5. Then it like now it starts to seem like he's just trying to like tell people like that he's a very easy robbery target. Number of times I have been assaulted at knife point, 2. So back to like some shit like he wants to be Steven Seagal. this is probably my favorite one. Number of times someone stole more than $50,000 from me, 5 to 7 times. What?
That feels real. That 5 to 7.
Right. Like he hasn't come to terms with 2 of them.
Cause one was like a cousin.
Right.
And like, it was a hard time in their life and he could afford to like lose that money, but he still feels some type of way. So he doesn't want to call it theft, you know?
But what is he?
That's what I see.
Like at that point when it's 5 to 7 times, does he think that makes, like, is he making a comment about America being like a bad place for cartoonists, for all of us?
I mean,
does he think this is relatable?
I don't know. That's what's so weird, because it's like in some ways he's trying to be like every American's been a victim of all this crime that we've seen around.
Right.
And like, hold on to your butts for women and people of color to do a thread.
Yeah.
And you'll understand what stakes are in this country. But then he goes down, though. That's where I'm like, I sort of lose the thread, because there's this one too. Number of incurable health issues I have cured myself, 3.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you've become omnipotent. So this was like, you went from like kind of weird mark-ass buster to now omnipotent deity who can now cure his own illnesses.
Number of full days of vacation, no work I've taken in the past 33 years, 5 or so.
Oh, fuck off, Scott.
Bro, this dude stays grinding on Dilbert comics.
Oh, my God.
Homes in my neighborhood. I thought this one was good, because I feel like homes in my neighborhood that have been targeted by smash and steal gangs in the past year, 2.
Uh-oh. See, now we're bringing it back. Bring it back to Law and Order.
Yeah.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
Right. So that's also, that also feels low for somebody like him. Like the whatever email forward chain that he believes is true.
I mean, once is enough, Jack. Once is enough.
Right.
And that's why he doesn't go on vacation, because he gets burgled.
Number of major auto accidents I've been in, 3. Like, dude, you are careless. You are a reckless. Yeah. You are a bad driver. You
getting mugged all the time?
Getting mugged all the time. You need to keep an eye on your fucking money. And like that is the moral of this story.
But I don't know. If he's such a weird troll too, like, you know, all of this is 0 because no one wants to talk to him or interact with him. Not even someone who is looking to rob another person. Like, I'm good, bro. You're kind of weird. Oh, okay. I've got 50 grand in my pocket right now. Nah, we're actually going to get something to eat. So, Okay, I can come too with you guys. Not look, bro, we're not gonna rob you. I don't like your odd, you're off putting, sir. Please get away. And I'm not even a robber. So okay.
He also claims to have cured various health problems via public advice number thousands.
Yes, as Jesus did.
Right. So he just seems like a person who had some success early in their career and then like suffered some sort of break with reality where they now like have this like they're just sneaking suspicion that they are actually like God and should be leading a cult, and like every once in a while it just like kind of bubbles up, and he has convinced approximately like two people, I think, that is the case. So a subletto creep, sounds
yeah. Oh, subletto. Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck, Scott. Good luck.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.